Hey, what's up? This is Casual Tad again. This is part two of the split RSS episode where Alex rants about Danganronpa for 3 hours. If you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, go ahead and go back to the first episode and I explain it slightly more clear there. All right, let's get back to the episode.
Now, I just watched the whole, like, all the cutscenes of this, so, and the bosses and shit. So I didn't play this one because, again, like I said at the start, nobody wanted me to play this game. This game is somehow the goofiest, confused, and most darkest game in the entire fucking series at the exact same time. So the story of this is that this actually takes place in the outside world for once, which is kind of interesting to see what's actually going on out there, the war between hope and despair. By the way, you're probably wondering what the fuck that means. What does it mean by hope and despair? What does it mean by good and bad? What does it mean by kick and cringe? That is the most explanation I just explained it to you, Tad. That's it. They never say what that even fucking means. What does it mean to fall into despair? What does it even mean to be hope? What does that mean? They're just saying good and bad like children, right? So that's how I see it. I see it just saying, you know, what does that scene from Wreck-It Ralph? Where it's like I'm bad and that's good. I'll never be good and that's not bad. There's nobody I'd rather be than me. That's basically Danganronpa. So that's the overarching plot of Hope and Despair. So anyway, in Ultra Despair Girls, you play as Makoto, Makoto's sister. She gets rescued. She's trapped in a building that gets rescued by Byakuya and the Future Foundation, given a megaphone gun to shoot and control robots with. She also meets up with Toko, who's alive still from the first game, who now has a different hairdo where it's all like messy and shit. So Makoto's sister and Toko have to go through the entire fucking like city, meet a bunch of side characters who all die immediately, who are like related to the first game that don't fucking matter, and fight a bunch of robots controlled by a bunch of evil kids that all fell to despair. These evil kids were convinced by Junko that adults were cringe, so then they became cringe, and so they want to make the whole world cringe. And so you just gotta beat the shit out of and just kick him in the fucking, you know, Wo-Shambo every one of these kids. The reason I say this is so dark, though, is that you're going through this relatively stupid fucking story where it has a bunch of stupid jokes. Like, speaking of stupid jokes, let me explain one for instance. You meet up with this guy. I have to talk about this line. There's this part where you're hanging out with this man named Toa. He brings you, like, to this secluded area. And Toa goes like, "Did you blew up me and her all alone here just so you can have your way with us? Well, go ahead. I won't resist." Which is already a weird line. But he says, "What? No, that's disgusting. I would never do it to someone like you. I'm interested in girls who are much younger. In fact, as young as possible." He just casually drops that he's a pedophile. Which is, like, really funny. But also really just stupid. Like,
oh, okay, that's fine then, I guess.
Oh, understandable. Have a miserable life. So, have a happy despair. So,
ugh.
Every one of the kids has some traumatic past, and there's one that's just, like, super fucking dark. Like all the writing up till now has been kind of, like, goofy and or just stupid like that. And then Kotoko shows up. Her horrible thing is that she wants to be an actress, so her parents would whore her out to producers so she'd get good roles. But she's, like, 10. So they just drop, like, child rape on you. And it's
That's
just, like...
That's pretty cool. Wow, this game's so... Huh, you know, I'm starting to see, I'm starting to formulate, the type of person that would be super into Danganronpa, Alex. Can I ask you a few questions real quick, Alex?
Hey,
just to question some things?
I'll have you know that I didn't play this one, so I'm actually scot-free on this, thank you. So anyway...
Okay, good. That's...
So anyway. So it just drops, like, a really dark fucking thing. And then it goes back to being written, like, really silly and stupid, where I'm just like, what did, huh? And so that moment, I hang on to that moment because that's the dark, it's pretty much the darkest you can fucking get with, like, any, like, plot reveal, really, right? I can't really think of anything darker than just saying, oh yeah, this child was just raped multiple fucking times and they become a psychopath because of it. I can't really, like, that's literally the plot of Berserk, so I can't really think of anything else to really be darker. So anyway. That whole game ends, doesn't matter, none of it matters, Toko's there, it's side bullshit, it's literally a spin-off game. Then you go to Danganronpa 3. Now, Tad, did you think Danganronpa V3 was the third game? You're retarded. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, we're gonna go to BitChute. You're mentally impaired, Tad.
I'm like a Danganronpa enjoyer.
Danganronpa 3 is an anime, but it's also the third entry of the series, which is actually the fourth entry of the series. Don't ask questions, just consume product. So... this is actually where you were right about something. Kodaka didn't want to continue the series anymore. He thought the series was pretty much tapped out after doing the father-son Kamehameha and making a fucking third-person shooter. But fans wouldn't leave him alone. Have you ever met a man named Andrew Hussey? Have you ever... Now, can you imagine what his email, what his inbox looked like at any point in time?
Yes, I did send him an email once calling him a homo.
Yeah, so that's what Kodaka's email was like every single time. Of fans constantly bitching and moaning about every single thing, every single ship they wanted and didn't get, every single fucking like romance bullshit, every single horny thing, every single complaint, every single slightly annoying thing you can think of. Oh yeah, he's read it. He's gotten it. So he formed a massive just distaste for the series and his fans in general, just wanted to be away from the whole. So the studio came up and put a gun to his fucking head and told him that he has to make the third entry. Well, he didn't want to make a video game. They're like, what about an anime? And he's like, ugh, fine. So he's going to make this thing called Danganronpa 3, the animated series. It's called Future.
Danganronpa 3, Shipwrecked.
Danganronpa 3, it's called The Future, right? It's called Mirai Setsudan. It's Japanese. It's Future, right? The Future. And they are like, well, hold on a minute. That might not be good enough. And he's like, I don't want to make another fucking anime. He's like, dude, come on. You gotta fucking just make a fucking other anime. And he's like, ugh. So instead of making one anime called Danganronpa 3, he makes two that aired at the exact same time that have the exact the one continuous plot split up upon one episode each. Across 24 episodes. Now, if that's kind of cool, but it's also kind of confusing trying to watch it all at once because you have to watch one of one and then one of the other and then one of the other and then one of the other. You have to go kind of back and forth.
That is an interesting way to do it. Now, were they on the same... I assume this was airing on television at the time. Did they air on different networks?
They aired at the same network. It would be like... So, it'd be 1 week, it'd be the Future episode one. Week two, what was it called? It was the fucking not past despair. That's it. Zetsuban despair episode one. Next week, Future episode two. Next episode would be, you know, despair episode two. You know what I mean? It would go back to back to back. That's how the story is told. So, and that's an anime thing where instead of getting 12 episodes, you get 24, like 23 or 24. It actually happened with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the part one. Because with part one is that part one was so short, they couldn't make it 13 episodes. So they said, hey, give us a little more. We'll just make part one and part two at the exact same time. And they just aired it all at once. It's a thing. It's called like a season and a half or something over there. It's like this whole anime thing. I'm not a big anime nerd, despite this entire like hour and a half long episode. I'm not actually a weeaboo. But anyway, Danganronpa 3 was critically panned by basically everybody when it came out. Now, here's kind of what happens. It's two different story arcs, but they're kind of going at the same time. Future is Makoto and Aoi and Kyoko go meet the Future Foundation. They're in big trouble because in the second game, he helped Ultimate Despair by trying to sissy hypno them into being good, right? But they're mad that he didn't just immediately murder them for also destroying the world. Which, to be fair, the apocalypse literally happened and it was their fault. You know, trying to just say that they could all become, you know, good friends again is kind of bullshit. Everyone was rightfully mad at him. I actually understand exactly why they're all pissed off at him.
Girls be like, I accidentally caused the apocalypse. Guess I'm a Pisces.
So...
It's my favorite Tumblr meme.
But
I did not use Tumblr for a long time, but every time I saw that, it made me smile.
And the Despair episodes is all the backstory of the cast from Danganronpa 2. My favorite set of characters. So, in Future, Makoto meets a bunch of new characters that don't matter, and he gets put into another killing game because the entire building gets hacked, destroyed, and all the doors are locked, and they have to all kill each other now. There's one traitor amongst them. Alright, have fun. So everyone immediately thinks it's Makoto and tries to kill him. But they're all given a special wristband that will inject poison into their veins if they break one action. Everyone has a different one, right? It's all weird things. Like, it's turn right, run in the halls, say a lie, eat candy, shit like that. It's all weird shit. So a guy just tries to fucking clock Makoto right in the fucking face. And what happens is this one guy goes behind him and is like, what did you do that? Like, what's wrong? And the point of his thing was witness violence. So the poison just fucking kills him. So no one immediately dies. They're like, oh shit. So everyone starts killing each other. And you learn just how stupid the plot of Danganronpa really is. because there's this guy who looks like the protagonist from Persona 4, and his name is Munakata. He's like, how dare you, Makoto? How dare you think that hope can be found within despair? Only despair can be found within hope, which is not true. Like, that's bullshit. Kek and cringe can coincide and all that fucking bullshit. Like, no, Makoto, he pulls out his gun sword and cocks it. Just, you fall into despair. No, I'm still hope. If you think that hope is by destroying everyone else, then you've truly fallen into despair. I'm not despair, you're despair. No, bitch, you. And then
Jesus Christ, it's like a fucking Yu Yu Hakusho episode.
So,
you know what? Okay, you know what this is? This is the same level of engaging storytelling as watching fucking Kamen Rider.
Fucking
or watching fucking Ultraman.
Fuck, this is an episode of Power Rangers that also just has murder and rape in it, because why the fuck not?
No, dude, it has rape in it because it's, like, cool and it's for adults and it's kind of badass.
And this is,
you know,
and the anime was where I kept making this that connection where I'm just like, okay, this is, like, really fucking weird. This is total whiplash, right? Because they're super dark, and then the next episode would be in despair in the backstory, which would be super happy fun times learning the backstories of all of my favorite characters hanging out in high school together. Also, Chiaki's alive. She's a real person. Huh? That's weird. So you figure out. What happens is that you were told that Junko manipulated everybody and caused the big riot that ended up destroying the entire world by making everybody fall into despair. She had the Reserve Corps students, aka the normies, rise up against the fucking talented oppressors. She convinced Izuru to kill those 13 people, and she got to each one of the guys in number two, again, see the number two list, except for Chiaki, because she was, you know, not real, to fall into despair. What if I tell you that was all bullshit and they decided to change their mind on that?
See, this is very similar to how Andrew Hussey told Homestuck, where he had his retroactive foreshadowing, where he just dropped a bunch of bullshit and then went back 600 pages later and went, actually, that was referencing this thing. And it's like, no, you just left a breadcrumb trail that you could go back to and change things. But in this one, it was just, oh, This story fucking blows. Let me come up with a justification for this.
Yeah, so it was in the despair arc, which was, you know, the backstory arc.
Oh my goodness.
That I started learning that it wasn't that everything was, like, just dumb and, like, anime bullshit. Because, again, I could deal with the superhero thing. If you're going to go that route and you know, own up to it, I can accept it. It's, they keep changing their mind doing this total whiplash thing. I was under the assumption that going from, like, the spooky, evil, like, murder mystery of, you know, of future, and then going to the happy fun times of despair, that I was convinced they didn't know what they wanted to do with Danganronpa. After the first game, I don't think they had any plans. They were just kind of winging it. And then I started forming a new opinion once this reveal happened. It turns out there was a guy called the Ultimate Animator. Now, he was actually missing from school because the Ultimate Imposter was just disguised as him going to school as the Ultimate Animator.
Well, okay.
The Ultimate Animator, he can create really good and beautiful anime. And so Junko finds him. Junko's whole bit is, how do I describe this? Have you ever heard of this? There's this, okay. Now, you don't read a lot of comics, right?
No, I actually have some kind of, just kidding. I was going to say I have some kind of taste, but I read Homestuck for 10 years. The only comic book I actively read is the Rick and Morty comic book.
Dude, fuck. Do you like Dota 2?
Actually, I'm a big fan of Danganronpa.
Do you know that it had a child rape scene in it? It's, oh my god. You know,
yeah, dude, it was so Stephen fucking King? Epic.
Remember it? Do you know that scene had a child orgy? Oh, that's fucking crazy. Have you heard of Danganronpa? Anyway, sorry, I triggered myself.
Okay, you know what Danganronpa is? You know what the mindset they're playing with is? They're playing with the fucking Family Guy mindset, okay? Do you know what the difference in American cartoons between a normal cartoon and an adult cartoon is? It's that the adult cartoon says fuck, and they swear, and they do bad things, and they also are horribly ugly, and they aren't animated well.
Okay, so, anyway, I was getting
You remember that episode of The Simpsons from the newer seasons where Wiggum drops Ralph on his head and he's like a normal baby? He just drops him on the head and then he starts acting slow and he can't pick things up. Isn't that really funny? That's like Danganronpa. You know, it's so cool because it's such like a dark joke. You wouldn't understand my kind of dark sense of humor, Alex.
So anyway.
You know what? I think this plate needs a little bit more sodium chloride. I'm an INTJ, by the way.
Yeah, Tad. I have some basic comic book knowledge. Now, There's this
the anti-Flash, that's all you need to know.
The reverse Flash. So there's this one character from DC Comics. He's a little, he's like not super well known, like all the big wigs like Superman and Batman. You might not have heard of you might not have heard of him. He's called the Joker. So the Joker has this really complex backstory that no one really understands, so they just rewrite it every time. So there's this character in Danganronpa called Junko Inoshima, who has this really complex superpower that they just rewrite every single time. So Junko is the ultimate fashionista, which is also the ultimate gari, which is like some Japanese, I don't fucking know Japanese, okay, I don't watch anime, fuck you.
It's probably some kind of racist thing.
It's some fashion,
you know, party. How Japan is.
She's not also the ultimate despair. So remember, Junko destroyed the whole world because she just felt like it. She's just despair, and she just loves despair. It gets her off. What does that mean? Who cares? Who cares? Child rape. Who
just
cares?
Just fucking buy the anime, dude. Who Stop cares? Asking so many fucking questions. Just look at the booba.
So this
Chica's got them fucking Chica milkers,
so
dude.
So this doubles...
Buy the anime.
So the anime backstory doubles down on her literally being the Joker, and also fleshes out her sister, Mukuro, more, because Mukuro basically just dies, and then she's a plot device for Chapter 3. She doesn't really do anything. And so Mukuro is the ultimate soldier. So it shows Junko and her
well,
writing...
Well, she's the ultimate soldier, why'd she fucking die?
Because she didn't expect her own sister to just murder her. She thought she would be exempt
from the
rules.
Doesn't sound like she's the ultimate soldier, then.
She's not the ultimate genius, after all. But anyway, so... They're in a limo together, and Junko is constantly just trying to murder Mukuro at every single moment, because if she were to just spontaneously kill her sister for no reason, that would fill her with despair, which would get her horny. So this is the writing quality that Junko is. Junko...
God.
So there's this little animation that I actually kind of like. It was at least decently like looking, where like she's trying to constantly stab her with a fucking like knife, but Mukuro's the ultimate soldier, she's just like blocking every single like strike. So they're explaining their like plot of their plan while she's constantly trying to stab her. She like rolls out of the way, throws a grenade at her. Mukuro picks up the grenade, and tosses it out the window, and just kills somebody who drove over the grenade. Which, it was a decent little scene to like make it not just a talking head scene, but it amplifies the idea of, remember when this was a fucking murder mystery? Like, where is this going right now? So Mukuro, it's revealed that Mukuro is not just the ultimate soldier. She's also, like, really into, like, getting beat up and horny for her own sister, which was, like, really
Jesus
weird.
Jesus Christ.
Which was, like, really weird, and I didn't like that. Why she was, like, a weird incestuous, like, lesbian who was also, like...
Fucking Jesus Christ. This is... Tad's reasons he doesn't watch anime. This is checking every single box.
So they go to school. Their idea to just... Their initial idea is to go to school and just ruin it and just cause a bunch of despair at the pinnacle of all hope. That's their plan. But she runs into the anime guy, and she's like, whoa, you look like a plot device. Follow me. So... It turns out that the animator's talent isn't actually that he's the ultimate animator. In fact, he's pretty much just a pretty subpar animator. It's that he's the ultimate, how do I say this, compilation maker? Ultimate, like, video creator?
He's the ultimate K-pop fan cam maker on Twitter.
So basically, Ted, you're onto something there. It's not that he's the ultimate K-pop fan cammer, but he's the ultimate... It never really specifies, but what he does is that when he makes a video, it... fills you full of emotion for like a specific thing. So whatever he's going for. So he shows Mukuro and Junko his little anime project, which is like this really sob story anime, and it causes both of them to just cry their fucking eyes out. It's so beautiful. But that's it. It wasn't that the anime was really good. It's just that that's his power. Is that he literally just hypnotizes you into liking whatever he's putting out. So her idea is, I want you to make a cringe compilation and make the entire world feel cringe. So, Junko organizes the very first killing game by going to a bunch of the previous students and forcing them to all kill each other, and then pinning it on the new secret project that they unearthed called Izuru. So, they break into a secret underground lab, these two 16-year-old girls, murder all of the guards, somehow don't get caught by that, find Izuru and say, hey, you should become despair. He says, no, fuck off, that's stupid. They're like, yeah, but because it's stupid, that's why it's so interesting. He's like, the fuck are you talking about, you crazy fucking bitch? And he
damn, count me in.
Don't you understand? You have a super analytical mind like me, because I'm not just the ultimate fashionista. I'm not also the ultimate despair. I'm also the ultimate analytical mind. I have like chameleon eyes. I can like read shit really well. And because of this, I'm always 10 steps ahead of everybody.
I hate anime.
And because of this,
I hate anime.
And because of this, I'm so bored with living. So by causing despair randomly, like just attacking people at random, I make life more interesting. Doesn't that sound more interesting? He's just like, that's fucking retarded. Get the fuck out of here. So she causes the murder, and he comes out of his weird little like bunker and watches it happen, and it's a pretty actually, I don't want to say a good scene, but it's definitely a standout scene. It is the massacre of the fucking school council or whatever, where they force them to basically battle royale murder all of each other, and it's over pretty graphic. Like, the one guy stabs two people together and then like beats the fucking like spear through them with a shovel. One guy's like just chainsawed the fuck up. Like, it's actually pretty graphic. But once again, it makes me think of the whole Tonal Whiplash thing. You know, two episodes ago, we were having happy anime fun times and a murder mystery. Now we're just getting like really gory. This feels like a battle royale ripoff than Danganronpa. I remember, like, remember when this was a detective game? Haha, child rape. Everything, like, I'm just getting hit with all this shit.
This is another come to Jesus moment, or as I call it, a Homestuck moment. At a certain point, the majority shifts from being, for Danganronpa, like a whodunit Phoenix Wright mystery murder, to the worst fucking anime on the planet. Same with how Homestuck went from Homestuck, and then it turned into like teenage drama, and at a certain point teenage drama became 51%. It became the majority.
Well, the thing is that that's pretty much like after Danganronpa's one shitty ending, like even Danganronpa 2 was still like a murder mystery. It was just, you know, the plot revealed the whole the anime video game thing. It's specifically with Danganronpa 3 is when this happens, is when they just say fuck it, it's all just murder porn now, it's all just really shitty face level drama and gore.
It's fucking anime hostile, where people just want to watch anime characters get killed, but they're, no, it's like a cool adult anime, because they say fuck, and this child is whored out. You don't get it. It's like watching fucking Made in Abyss, where it just makes me uncomfortable.
I don't know what that is, but I'll take your word for it. The reason I hate this setup, though, is, outside of the fact that the Tonal Whiplash thing, I've said that like 100 times now, but outside of that, is what the anime is now doing is setting it up where, remember in video game two, is that Yuzuru killed 13 people. Well, now he didn't. They changed their mind. These people all killed each other, and the only one that Yuzuru actually interacted with was one of them, because Yuzuru was just spectating the whole thing. One of them tried to attack him with a chainsaw. He knocked the guy back, which then made him hit the wall and fall down on his own chainsaw and get fucking brutally fucking cut up. So, Izuru only ever attacked one person in self-defense. Completely make him, they now make Hajime fucking guilt-free in what he did. And I didn't like that. Because that's part of the fun of the reveal, too, was that, oh, fuck, not only am I this crazy motherfucker, I'm literally a murderer. That's part of what fucked him up and made him, like, you know, zoom 10 times into his own mind, you know? So it completely ruins that. And then finally, what really affects the entire story, and this is why so many people pan the entire anime, is it literally ruined the entire plot of the first two fucking games. It was no longer that Junko went and, you know, Joker told everybody to rise up and, you know, against the fucking talented and all that shit. It's not that she actually caused anybody despair. She just made that anime guy make a cringe compilation which hypnotizes you into feeling despair. Because remember, whatever emotion he makes the video make you feel it.
So he just made a fucking AMV video of like I don't know Danganronpa the anime that just makes you sad to watch it, and then everyone's like, damn,
they filmed the massacre. That's what they did.
But the massacre wasn't what made you sad. It was that guy wanting to make
He literally could have put like just JPEGs of things sliding by, and it would have made you feel something. That's just remember, it's your superpower now.
It could have been a fucking Moten Do video, like the guy ripping his pants off.
Yeah, that's it. And then it would have made you say, oh, well, if you watch this video,
to commit domestic terrorism.
Pretty much. And I already hated the whole thing where it's just like, oh, whoops, some fucking teenage girl tweeted that I'm cringe, time to nuke planet Earth, right? I already thought that was stupid. But now that's literally the plot. The plot is, oh, whoops, watched a live leak video. Guess that's it. That world's over. Time to just, hit the nukes. Boop. Just everyone dies. That's it. That's the plot. And Not just me. A bunch of people all thought that was retarded. Remember what they told me before? They said it would be answered in the anime. They never said it was going to be a good one. And then finally, the next thing they ruin in the anime is the Ultimate Despair, a.k.a. the cast from 2. Remember how I said they were all manipulated and following Junko? What if I were to tell you they were just mind controlled into doing it? And so now all of
that's
the entire...
That's such a fucking cop-out.
So yeah, they're good people. So all the thousands of people they all personally killed, especially Fuyuhiko, he personally killed a lot of people. Yeah, there's all mind control. It's okay. So now,
Alex, it's okay to like those characters, and they're more marketable now because they're good guys.
And the way they make it, because they can't just hypnotize the cast normally. They have to make the cringiest compilation. So they get Chiaki and put her through a saw death trap. And she gets fucked up in the saw death trap. Like, she steps on, like, she has to go through this labyrinth. And she steps on, like, a panel, a fucking spike comes out and stabs right through her fucking foot. Like, through it. A fucking, like, iron ball comes by and sticks her in the fucking head. And she starts bleeding out of her eye. Like, she gets
shot
with an hour.
And then her and SpongeBob have to move a couch out of the living room.
Yeah. But yeah, so, like, she gets fucked up and then murdered to shit. So, like... Izuru sees this and he gets kind of fucked up after seeing, like, just this fucking young gamer girl get fucking brutally murdered. Like fuck Chiaki in particular. She gets fucked up, dude.
So what you're saying is the oppression of gamers is what caused the apocalypse.
Now, it feels like the writers had a vendetta against that character because she gets fucked. But anyway, and yes, you're completely right. So after seeing the person they love the most get brutally murdered, they all fall into despair and they all become evil and they all start destroying the world. And then it cuts back to the main plot. Then there's the whole backstory. So back in the main world, in the present, everyone's killing each other because they're stupid, like, lists and whatever. None of it matters. None of these characters matter because it's not like... these characters... It's not like, hey, I'm going to be in this episode. Oh, shit, I'm dead. It's the bit from fucking... Heavy is dead, just, I'm dead, and dropped down with critical shit. So, it's revealed in a really stupid fucking thing that the reason...
Is it all gonna be a fucking dream again?
No, not pulling that one for once. Everyone is again, actually dead.
Because they did pull that already.
not pulling, it's a simulation. Everyone is actually dying. But there's one thing I noticed. None of the characters from 1 have died yet. So only the anime-only characters have died so far. Spoilers, nobody from the game dies. There is no tension. Because these characters exist for like 30 seconds and just get like fucking shanked, right? So what happens is that... Okay, so Munakata, the leader who looks like Persona 4 protag, he has this right-hand man who's the ultimate boxer. And then he had this wife who's like the ultimate like fucking homeroom teacher. So...
Well, if it's his right-hand man, he would be the ultimate right and left hands. Thank you.
Oh, you're funny. Who are you, funny man? Why don't you get your cat back in here? So, turns out the guy's wife, the leader's wife, actually fell to despair in the backstory episodes by getting literally brainwashed with like things jabbed into her fucking head. And she's been evil this whole time. And
yeah,
she gave the sissy hypno video to the headmaster, who never really watched it, but recently watched it. Now that he fell in despair, set up the killing game himself and made all of his friends kill each other. Just cuz, lol. And also, they reveal one of the weirdest plot points I think I've ever had. So the right-hand man guy actually found out Junko was this evil person back in the past and was going to stop her. And she stops him by blackmailing him because, and I'm dead serious, this is the plot... His name is Juzo or something. Juzo is a homosexual, and she will reveal to everyone in the world that he's gay, so he doesn't do it. So he doesn't reveal that she's going to destroy the world. So the entire world is destroyed. It cuts to, like, a scene where, like, it's the three of them, the three buddies, like, on this burning rubble, looking out at, like, the destruction. And I paused me and just said, man, if only you came out of the closet, none of this would have happened, you fucking idiot.
I assume the anime takes place in modern times.
Yeah, it does.
So, I don't know, maybe the Japanese, because he's the best boxer in the world and he's living in Japan,
I think it actually is still illegal to be homosexual in Japan. I think that there actually is, like, still a thing against that there.
Damn, bro, they're fucking based.
I think, I don't, again, I'm not a weeaboo, I don't know. Someone in the comments will mention that, but I know being gay is actually, like, way worse there than it is, like, say, over here in the States. So, there is, like, in 2016... there is some logic to it until you realize that this is after she already has the hypnotized army. So, like, you couldn't take one for the team. Even if you were to go to jail for it, you wouldn't take one for the team to save the world. Yeah, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't just say you like dick. So, like, on one hand, I was like, well, shit, they actually wrote a gay character. But, man, is this plot stupid?
Wait, how would she even, like, reveal it to the world, I guess, through the sissy hypno beams? This guy is gay?
She has pictures of him doing gay shit.
Whatever, you just say it was for a movie. Who's gonna believe this fucking Joker anime girl? Why would it? Who would even care? I hate Danganronpa so much. How? I hate it.
So anyway. After all this happens and everybody's dying in the real world, Kyoko had a thing where she was after like the fourth like killing, if Makoto is still alive, she'll get poisoned. So the poison hits her and she fucking dies. And Kyoko is like Makoto's like actual like waifu. Like they're actually together after the first game. And so he's actually fucked up by that. And he almost falls to despair or whatever. And they find out what actually is happening. So what's happening is that there isn't actually a murderer. There isn't a traitor. What it is that all across the inside of the base are TV monitors. And when you all get knocked out by the sissy hypno gas, I refer to every single thing as sissy hypno, by the way. You get knocked out by the gas, whoever is closest to the monitor will wake up and watch a sissy hypno video and become the attacker. And kill themselves, because it fills them with suicidal thoughts, because that's what the video makes you do. Because remember, the ultimate animator's thing is, whatever you feel from whatever he wants you to feel, you just feel it. So there was never a murder, everyone's just collectively committing suicide, like, every single time they get knocked out. Like, every 2 hours, I think it is.
This is the fucking laziest. You know what this is? This is fucking season 32 of The Simpsons. That's how lazy this is.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people
this
felt.
This person, they just wake up. I don't know how they wake up, but they just wake up next to this TV, and then they commit suicide / murder on this person, and there you go. This is the most. I could just imagine the disappointment, like the sky. Like, you start, you're like, oh, this is great. You got a smile, and it slowly turns into like a neutral expression, and then a frown, and then a scowl.
Yeah, pretty much. So they test this theory by tying Makoto up so he can't kill himself and putting him in front, like right next to a TV while they all get knocked out. And you see what it's like. You watch a reused clip from the game, which is Monokuma Theater, that just tells you, hey, buddy, you should fucking kill yourself. It'd be pretty poggers. And that makes you try to kill yourself. And so that's all the video is, by the way. It just tells you to kill yourself. And so it zooms into your mind, which hypnotizes you. And this was actually a pretty cool scene.
It's just that clip from Family Guy where it's, look, it's the Slender Man. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Kill yourself. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
So it actually is a cool scene where it zooms into his mind. And you see Makoto is now feeling the guilt of survivor's guilt, basically, from surviving the first game. And you see all the people who were either murdered or executed from the first game show up, and they're all like set up in a way like in their like their dead like poses, which was kind of cool. Like Sayaka shows up like guilting him about how he's a survivor. She has like a big knife in her. Kyoko's there because she just died from the poison. She has like the poison mark all over her.
That one dude's like still on his gay cross or whatever.
Yeah, Chihiro's still crossed up. Celeste is being burnt at the stake. Mondo was turned into butter. I probably should have mentioned that was his execution. He was turned into butter.
That's fine.
But yeah, all that shit. And so he starts freaking out. He tries to like stab himself, but Juzo boys, the Mr. Homosexual, shows up and stops him from killing himself and says, no, buddy, you gotta still have hope or whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna go die over here now, bye. And so he runs over, turns all the power off, dies, because he got stabbed. By the way, he gets stabbed, spoilers. He dies, and everyone who is still alive gets to have a happy ending. It's like, well, we made it out of here. Oh, shit. Fucking, it wouldn't be that. Wait, we still have 3 episodes left, don't we? Or sorry, we still have 1 last episode. We're gonna call this episode, not the future episode, not the despair episode, we're gonna call it episode Hope. So episode Hope is slightly longer than the others, and what happens...
It's just the fucking beach episode.
No. So one of the people that was trapped in there was that ultimate animator from high school, and he's like, oh my god, this is how it happened? I didn't want my technology to be turned like this. This is fucked up, dude. I can't believe the fucking director like used me like this. I'm gonna fix everything. They're like, yeah, that's it. Good job, buddy. Yeah, have hope for the future. And he's like, I'm going to make a hope video and hypnotize everybody to feeling good all of the time. All right, see ya. I'm like, oh, hold on a minute there. I don't know. That's a little weird, all right? That's kind of like, yeah, you're doing something nice, but it's kind of fucked up. You can't just hypnotize the entire planet with that big antenna up there. He's like, Yeah, you're kind of right. So, like, the guards come in, like, they're finally breaching, like, they're trying to save everybody. He's like, oh, guards, take care of you here. Hey, watch this. He holds up the Sissy Hypno compilation in front of the guard. And he's like, all right, now do whatever.
He shows them that YouTube video of the kid dancing with the dog with the Brazilian flag behind him.
Yeah, and so the guard goes like, sir. He's like, all right, stop these guys. I'm going to go hypnotize the world. I'm like, all right, sir. And so now he turns the entire army against the Protags. And so, with his hypno video. And so he's like, all right, time to just go hypnotize the entire world. So he starts doing his slow, like, now he's the main villain, like, walk to the fucking antenna. But then the cast from Danganronpa 2 show up to save the day because they're still in this series.
All 16 of them?
Well, it's 15. Remember, Chiaki is dead. Chiaki's actually dead. She died in the past. It was just a video game character drawn from their memories when they got put in the pods. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So everyone's alive except for her. She's dead. She's actually dead. She got sawed. She got fucked. But everyone's okay. Everyone's okay. They're all survivors of these hypno things. And I actually like what the anime does is that it actually fleshes out the imposter. Because the imposter Byakuya dies pretty much immediately, you know? So he gets like this whole backstory where like he teams up with the ultimate animator to like live his life for him and shit. And he has this really nice scene where, like, we had to go save our teacher. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the ultimate imposter rips off his mask, so you see his actual face where he has, like, black hair. He's like, and he has a different voice. He's like, yeah, I'm going to help you guys, too. Like, whoa, who the hell is that? Like, I'm the imposter. You don't need to know my name. But either way, even if you guys don't know the real me, I still think of you all as my friends. I'm going to help you guys out no matter what. Which was kind of a cool scene. I actually really liked him.
Now, this is an imposter that's not sus.
Yeah. But everyone shows up, like, Pekko shows up, starts cutting down the guards. What I really liked is that Munukata is, like, doing, like, this anime sword fight, and he's fighting off the guards, and then the ultimate imposter slides in with, like, a spinning, like, fucking Guilty Gear Greed Saber slash, and he stops, and he's dressed up as the fucking Persona 4 guy, and like, whoa, you look just like me! Because, again, he can't ever be in his real form, he has to be an imposter. So every time he shows up on screen in this episode, he's in a different disguise, which I thought was kind of funny.
But he's still fat, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you can tell it's him.
That's kind of fun.
I like that joke. But like Gundam shows up, he turns a bunch of different ultimate talented people against everybody, but they all use their talent. The good guys, the Danganronpa 2 cast, use their talents against them. So like Soda is the ultimate mechanic. He builds a bunch of little mini Nekumaru like robot bombs to blow up the ultimate like machinist. Gundam's the ultimate breeder, so he goes up to the ultimate falconeer, fucking speaks in bird, and turns the bird against his attacker and shit. And then like
the bird just turns 180 in degree and it's got a huge fucking bird boner.
Just beats the shit out of him. Everyone's just doing shit and you know, coming it's just showing it's just fan service things like, hey everybody, remember from everyone from 2? Well, that entire game didn't matter. There were no consequences. Aren't you happy?
But also they're still here?
Because remember,
can keep going, Alex. Yeah, okay. I don't think you don't have to justify it to me.
Okay, yeah, fine. So then Hajime shows up, and remember, Hajime has this one yellow eye and one red eye. He still has the memories of Hajime, but he still has all the powers of the ultimate. So there's this entire like army of like different like random talented people like with the weapons and shit, defending the guy who's about to send out the Sissy Hypno video, the Sissy Hypno compilation, and they'll like hold their weapons. He just like the camera just turns to his one red eye, and then it cuts to hear like the door explode behind the guy. He turns, he sees fucking Hajime standing behind him with the drip jacket on because he just beat everyone up himself because he has every power. So the cast of Danganronpa 2 then has to debate against fucking the animator kid and tell him that even if you Sissy Hypno everybody into feeling hope, that's not real hope. It's just fake bullshit. You have to let people feel it on their own and blah 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 and tell them to not send out the video. So he's like, you're right. I guess sending out this video would be kind of cringe. So he stops it. Everyone's alive except for the other people that died. Everyone's happy. Nagito meets up with Makoto, tells him how much he wants to suck his fucking hope wiener. They pull him away. Everything is all said and done. Everyone from 2, except for Chiaki, is all alive, and everyone gets out of a happy ending. And also, Kyoko isn't actually dead, because why would there be any consequences to this fucking show? Because off-screen...
And then there's still 2 episodes,
no,
right?
No, this is the last episode, because off-screen, Kyoko drank an antidote that was created by the ultimate chemist, that would nullify the poison. So even though it looked like she was affected, she was just basically just knocked out. So she wakes up, meets up with Makoto, they fucking get married or some shit, whatever, and they reopen Hope's Peak Academy, and they're gonna do it right this time. No bullshit, none of these killer games, no despair. They're gonna have a nice, happy ending. In fact, this ending was so stupid, the English dub makes fun of it, because Kyoko in the English dub says, "Yeah, I have no idea how I lived. I'm pretty sure I died." They aired that on TV.
Okay, you know, this feels like I was watching an episode of WWE Raw. The level of storytelling quality. Alex, I respect that you somehow had, like, the endurance to go through all of this.
It's because
this is, like, a condensed 3-week Homestuck intensive course. I don't know how you did it. It took me 10 years to go through that level of filth.
So there is an actual reason. So, like, if I didn't... I was streaming it for my friends.
And there's an actual reason. I actually have bad taste.
There's a reason. Despair, lol. So... Oh, fuck! God damn it! You know what fans would say if you said the anime sucked? They'd say, are you in despair? That's what they wanted from you. I'm gonna kick it in the nuts.
I'm sorry, were you a fucking child molester? Don't talk to me.
I would woe shampoo them. Anyway, the reason I was able to get through all of this is because I was doing it together. I was doing this for my friends. I was streaming the entire series to them, so we were all doing this. It was like how me and you play Phoenix Wright together. That amplified the fun a lot, you know? Solving the mysteries together, watching the story together. So if I was doing this by myself, I wouldn't have played past the first fucking game. Because I hated that ending so much. Yeah. So it's because my friends were able to put a gun to my fucking head and make me fucking continue. Unfortunately, Tad, this is not the end of the story. This is going to be a 2.5-hour episode. There's one more product to end this full thing off.
The third-person shooter?
No, we talked about we glossed over Ultra Despair Girls. V3.
I'll tell you right now, Alex, this has been 2 hours. I could not even tell you the plot of the first game anymore.
That's fine. That's fine. Because it doesn't matter, Tad. Despair. There's one last product. After Danganronpa 3, they kind of ran
into... Is there a mobile game?
No. They ran into a problem. Okay, the story's done. Junko's dead. Hope is restored. Everything is a happy ending. The main character got married. Everything's done. Like, you can't do anything. Or can you? Here's the thing. The director was once again receiving death threats every other day.
Wow, the Danganronpa fan base sure seems like they're emotionally stable.
And he got so fed up with this. He said, "You want another fucking visual novel? You want one? You want one? All right." Cracks his knuckles. "All right, yeah, all right, fine. We'll make one. We'll make another one. Just for fucking you. Just for you. You'll get the best one you've ever fucking seen. Just you fucking wait." And so, a couple of years to make it. They make Danganronpa V3. So again, despite its name, it's not the third game. So Danganronpa V3 is the third visual novel of the game series. It actually has nothing to do with the other two games. It's like a spin-off story, basically. Because they couldn't continue the story with Junko and shit anymore. It was done, you know? You can't just keep reviving the Joker, right? So this time, it takes place at a school in, like, the future. 16 students... all trapped by a bunch of weird fucking robot mech suits, all gotta kill each other. Nice, simple fucking setup. It's a nice murder mystery again, with a little, like, overarching plot. Turn to the fucking basics and no more Junko. And I was into this idea a lot. And there's actually something new that happened. When the game starts off, you actually play as a girl protagonist instead.
I just assumed you played as a girl in the second game.
No, you're Hajime.
The image you sent me, that looked like a girl.
But, Hajime's the last one. But you play as Kaede there.
That is, don't matter.
If you look at the image I give you, she's number 8 right there. Whachum. Kaede. She's the ultimate pianist. Which I kept laughing saying P. Because I'm a child. So, in this game, it comes off with the worst first case I think I've ever had. Ted, imagine you go through the entire, like, tutorial bit, the prologue, the minigames, all of that things, and the twist is you were the killer and you just didn't realize it.
Okay. Now, as you kept layering more and more garbage on top, you had the Yu Yu Hakusho Tower of... You had the fucking... What was it? The tower that Goku climbed in Dragon Ball to go see the cat guy to get the sensu beans.
Tommy's like, "Oh."
You had that in fucking Danganronpa, where they were all climbing it and fighting people and doing fucking Naruto black eye chuny trash. But this is the lowest I've heard. How much farther can it go?
Well, don't worry, it's going to get a little worse. So, because I have one big scathing remark that's going to come up soon. So, I thought it was kind of funny.
I think this game is not very good.
I'm going to cross my arms like a YouTuber.
No!
So, I thought it was really funny. I'm like, oh, hey, there's a female protag. That's actually kind of cool. I know there's like a shitload of fucking those dumbass fucking like teenage kinnies out there and all those fucking girls and simps or whatever who would probably really like this. Oh, she's immediately dead. Okay, cool. Oh, cool. I wonder how they liked that. I felt kind of bad. So then you actually play as Shuichi right there, right next to her, number 9. He's the ultimate detective. And then you go through the entire game as him, basically. And the writing quality of this game is actually a little bit better. I like the characters are not just defined by their, like, things anymore. Like, Tenko over there on the far left. Tenko is the ultimate Aikido master, but she doesn't just talk about fucking Kung Fu all day. Instead, she just keeps talking about how much she wants to molest that little girl on her right and drink her pee. So she's a very good character, and I definitely didn't hate her the entire way.
Okay.
I hate her so much, dude. You have no idea. Imagine your opening line is not only that you are a fucking horny lesbian, but you also are a piss fetishist.
Alex, okay, so I'm gonna give you another example of just how much. Okay, so in Homestuck, right?
Oh, God damn it.
There was a few characters I really enjoyed, right? And then the series was over, and I was like, wow, that was fucking trash, right? Okay. Then there was like the Homestuck epilogues. So they do something that's about as trash, poo poo, stinky garbage as this. So okay, do you remember there was like Rose? She was like the pink girl,
yes,
right?
Yeah, I remember Rose.
And then there was like the green alien, Kanaya. She had like the Virgo thing.
Yeah.
Alright. So they were like a couple early on, and then that was just kind of whatever. So I guess the point of the epilogues was this. It was interesting. It's like, oh, you want a fucking ending? Alright, here you go. Bam, it just threw a bunch of garbage and it was like watching a toilet flush. But like in a good way. I actually liked it. I don't know. It's hard to describe. I did a whole episode on it that you didn't listen to.
It was like 5 hours long.
No, it was not. It was like the epilogue one was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm running out of excuses. So shit, I'm starting to sweat here. I'm gonna shit out another visual novel real quick, like Hidaka.
But the characters are treated in that with about the same level of like whiplash. Like, oh, this is what we're doing? Oh, okay. And then Homestuck 2 was even worse. Like, it was just like Danganronpa, where it starts off like, oh, okay. You know, okay, that's good. And then you have the second one, which is the shitter where Homestuck ended. And then it got even lower with the epilogues. And then it got even lower. It just kept getting worse.
Yeah.
Did you know that in the Homestuck sequel, Rose was knocked up by that other girl, Jade, and then secretly raised a half-wolf baby that dresses like the Nostalgia Critic, and there's no justification given for any of it?
Okay, all right. I'm gonna do something really bad. Hold on, Ted, I had to ask a really stupid question. How did a girl make another girl pregnant?
Oh, no, there was, no, she just has a dog penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Speaking of making also, speaking of pregnation, so in Danganronpa V3...
This is about the same level of quality writing. So, Homestuck 2 and whatever the fuck, I don't know, the seventh Danganronpa this game one is. I don't even know anymore.
Now, I actually want to talk about something that's a little more important, is that there's actually a big reason I hated the twist of the first case in here. So you being the killer, because you did a bunch of actions, kind of like, it. So you drop a big fucking shot put ball down like a vent, which, you know, ricochets down and kills Rantaro, the guy at number 12. He dies pretty much immediately. So you're the murderer, and it tells you that you do like, you drop everything you were carrying and run out the door. It tells you do these things. It doesn't like it's a bullshit thing. It's bullshit. I'm going to say it's bullshit.
It just says you do yada, 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 but you didn't have any player agency to do that.
Yeah. So setting you up as the murderer.
Your character was not set up as someone that would. You as a player character are not like, oh, well, it would make sense for me as my character to do this thing. Like, it makes sense that my dude would do this kind of thing.
She was trying to kill someone else. She was trying to kill the mastermind, but because there was a secret door. But Rantaro was investigating the secret door because he found out about it. So he was caught in the crossfire of her plan, basically. But that does make her a murderer, which then makes her need to, you know, makes her sus and she has to get executed. But anyway, so the reason I hated that case is because, not because the twist was bullshit, or I just loved the character or anything. It was more of like, if you are willing to write this, then what's stopping me from being the murderer again? What's stopping you from just doing this shit all the time, right? What is stopping?
Well, Alex,
this
you would have
happening?
To be able to. It wouldn't be a very good story that's being told. Oh yeah, that's right. That doesn't really. That option doesn't really matter for Danganronpa. That doing it again would make it a bad story.
Yeah, and once again, I was looking forward to this one for being different, for not having to do anything with the previous story, because I was so worn out with Junko that I was happy when someone told me she wasn't in this game. I was like, hey, I'm going to look forward to this. Ted, when has looking forward to a piece of media ever worked out for me? When has it ever worked? When have I ever felt joy? So after being horribly disappointed, I actually just said, okay, I just asked everyone in the public Discord, Does this get better after this? Yes or no? I need to know right now, or I will just look up the ending. I do not care anymore. This game series sucks. Kodaka is a hack. The first game was a fluke. Those first couple cases weren't actually good. All an accident. All of this is bullshit. It has never reached any level of quality since, like, the fucking ending of 1. This is all bullshit. Right now, tell me to my face, does this get better? They said, a little bit. I appreciate the honesty of not hyping it up too much. I believe them, unfortunately, and I continued the game. So, in the second case, it's not the case I want to talk about. It's the mini game I found out. You can go to a casino and unlock a bunch of bonus items by gambling and getting coins, right? Now, there's a secret item for 10,000 coins you can get called the Love Key. And I'm like, what the fuck does that do? Like, well, Oz, you have to buy it and find out. I said, that's 10,000 fucking coins. Either tell me what it does or I'm going to Google it, motherfucker. I'm not, like, remember, I'm in a pissy mood after case 1. I'm not in the mood for their fucking bullshit. I am being an asshole right now. So I Google it. And so what the Love Key is that it is an item that lets you fuck one of the characters at random.
Random?
Well, because you consume the key and then one random character shows up at the Love Hotel.
That's kind of sick.
So
I like that it's random.
Yeah, so you can just say Gunta right there, the big caveman guy. You can be like, oh boy, who do I get? Gunta kicks in, Gunta need hole, and grabs you and fucks you in the butt. So anyway.
That's funny.
So it's when I read that, I just said, oh. I read one of them, because I like, wait, intimate moment. There's no way they actually just have these characters. Oh, I read the very first one, which was unfortunately Himiko's there, so I look kind of sus with that one, but listen, she was the first one there. But,
sure.
I just said, oh no, this is why it's everyone's favorite, isn't it? Because you can just fuck the characters. So I dug myself, much like how you do when you make an argument, dug myself into not a ditch, but a full-on bunker that I believe that there's no way this game is good. People just like it because they get to have sex in it. So
it's the Fate Grand Order gimmick, where the first game in Fate Grand Order, you got the fuck King Arthur, and then everyone's just waiting and hoping they have to do it again.
So I go through this entire game, and I'm not angry, but I'm just not feeling it. You know what I mean? I'm going through the motions of it, where there's some fun I'm having, but it's ultimately just like, I just don't care anymore. I just want it to be over. I'm sure you as a homestuck, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're like, you're in your chapter fucking like, or page number like 1478, just saying, I'm so far in, just get it over with.
I just want to be done. That was in the episode, Alex. I mentioned how for homestuck, there's like a homestuck off ramp where it's like, oh, all right, I'm done with this. I've gotten enough of a conclusion. I'm cutting my losses. I'm done. I'm not giving any more real estate in my fucking brain to these people without them paying any rent.
After all of this shit, all the cases happen, everybody's dying, there was one case that I actually really liked, so I kind of want to talk about it. It made me kind of think that this game, okay, maybe this wasn't so bad. So I talked about Gunta right there, the caveman, right? So he's the ultimate entomologist. He loves bugs, and he's a little stupid, but he has a big heart, and he's really strong. So at one point in Chapter 4, Miyu there, the horny bitch right there, who never shuts the fuck up about how much cum she likes to drink, and also, she if you call her a stupid, dumb bitch, she gets off to it, so it immediately gets weird.
Jesus Christ, dude.
She's a very... She's one of my friend's favorite characters.
Are you kidding me with this fucking game? Like, are you just fucking with me, or is this actually how this game is?
I like Tsukio Kichi right there, number 10. I thought he was kind of annoying as, like, the rival character who just, like, argues with you just cause. But he does this bit where Miyu says something stupid, and he just says, shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. And I was like, damn, all right, shit, this guy's awesome. But then
she does like a fucking anime noise.
She goes, I'm like, okay, this is not funny anymore. It's getting weird. So
it just, God, I would not be able to do this, Alex. I would not be strong enough.
To quote a line that Miyu says, she said, he's like, oh, sorry, let me explain this a little slower so that a stupid dumb cum dumpster like you can understand. And she's like, cum dumpster? She's like surprised by that. So then you go through the debate and you're talking to everybody, and the last one is just her masturbating, saying, "Someone finally called me a cum dumpster."
God, this game, how the?
So this is my friend's favorite in the series.
Okay, which one of your friends said that was their favorite character again?
My friend Scanny, who I'm just going to put on full blast. That's the one,
dude. Come on,
hold up. I would like to point out to the audience, that's the guy who made me fucking buy it on sale in the first place. That's the guy I talked to in VR chat. He's the one who started this whole thing, too. Just letting that, you know, throwing it out there, the consistency. That was him.
Oh.
Anyway.
Just.
I thought that's the case.
I think everyone should be legally forced to just crank one out before doing anything. Like, can you just stop for, like, a second?
Again.
Ooh.
Okay, there's a limit. I'm not anti-booba or anything. I mean, fucking, you know me. I play fucking Fate. I'm not
anti-booba, but it's like, at a certain point.
Hey, shut up at a moment, right? Like, okay, I get she gets off to it, but you have to make her get off multiple times in each trial. Like, is this part necessary?
Is this joke really that good?
Yeah, basically.
You know?
So, anyway, I got to have a case for her. I just want to criticize her for a minute. That's why I put in my little list there, character, in like four fucking quotation marks. But anyway.
I saw that, yeah.
I want to talk about Gonta. So, case four is you all go to a little virtual reality thing. So, luckily, this one isn't a virtual reality system this time. They're not going to do that twist a second time. All right. So, that rules that out. So, in the virtual reality thing, they set up all this bullshit, and, Miyu ends up dying, and she gets
what a shame.
Yeah, she got strangled in game, which means like in the real world, her body was like clutching at her neck, like because she got strangled.
Oh God, that's right, because it's got the stupid half game thing. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So she's dead. To figure out who the fuck did it, you think like, okay, maybe it was Kaito over there because he woke up and he got out of the VR thing earlier than everybody, but no, it couldn't have been him. You know, to figure out all this bullshit, and it is revealed that it was actually Gonta, and you're like, well, hold on a fucking minute, whoa, back it up, you know, break and scratch. It's Gonta. He's the nice. He's literally like a teddy bear. There is no way it was Gonta. And so
Gonta need hole.
And so the thing is that Gonta, because he's like a caveman, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's like free, like, what? It can't be Gonta. It's not me. And so what happened is that. When they're putting on the VR things, he mixed up the wiring, so he doesn't remember what happened in there. But what happened in there is that Kokichi showed him what the outside world looks like, which made Gonta freak out, and Kokichi told him, you know, rather than trying to live out in that horrible destroyed world, because the world's, like, on fire, it literally, like meteors
meteors
came and destroyed the entire world. I mean, different world this time. The world is, like, flattened and leveled, like Apocalypse Now thing, right? So, like, the 2012, like, disaster movie happened, right? So he convinced Gonta, rather than have them all live in that terrible world, they're better to die here, but like in the video game world with a smile on their face. So Gonta killed her and was going to, you know, work on getting everyone else. He was trying to mercy kill people. But he doesn't remember that he did that because he mixed up the wiring. And it's actually like a really heartbreaking scene where you, the detective guy, have to convince everybody that Gonta did it using deductive reasoning because, like, he's the only one that didn't have, like, an alibi for that moment. But no one believes
him. No one wants him to be it.
Yeah, and they're all going against you and trying to fucking, like, they hate you for this and getting mad at you. And Gonta is just crying because he's kind of slow. So you have to convince him that he murdered somebody that he doesn't even know that he did. So there's, like,
it sounds, again,
through,
Alex, like a case in Leighton versus Phoenix Wright.
Well, hey, I only played the first case of that. But anyway.
Yeah, you play the one with that chocolate bar, and you're like, ugh, this game doesn't have enough anime girls coming for me. Sorry, Tad.
I just wasn't interested in playing a visual novel at the moment. Is that so hard?
Yes.
I just didn't feel it. Anyway. I actually really got into that case because the voice actor actually did a really good job of just like of just going to the just crying, saying like, no, it wasn't Gonta, because he's talking like a caveman. You would like, no, it was you, Gonta. You have to admit it. You are the only one who could have done it. And he'd be like, dude, lay off of him. What the fuck is wrong with you? It has to be him. Like, you caused this huge rift. It's actually a really good case. His voice actor did a very good job. That's why I praised him in the little image right there. I was sold. Kokichi actually did a really good job voice acting that scene too. Both of those actors, I'm just going to give praise. Very good job. You guys did good in that game you voice acted like 4 years ago. But after that case, you go through the rest of the game. You know, Gonta dies. It's sad. And you cause this rift where no one really wants to talk to you anymore. And you need to try to like repair your friendships and shit. So after this all happens, then fucking Kaito and Kokichi disappear, and a dead body is crushed in a fucking like metal press. You can't see who it is, so you have to figure out who did that. And it was a reverse murder mystery that Kokichi set up by Kaito getting shot by a poisonous arrow fired by Maki that was aimed at Kokichi, but Kaito deflected it, which then poisoned him. And so Maki went to go get the antidote for Kaito, because she likes Kaito. She didn't want to kill Kaito. She wanted to kill Kokichi, because Kokichi's a little asshole. And okay. So Kokichi snatches the antidote and pretends to drink it. And Maki's like, oh, fuck, and runs off. So now when Kaito dies, Maki will be the murderer, because she poisoned and killed somebody. But Kokichi offers Kaito a deal, because he didn't actually drink it. He just like, I guess he just spit it back out. I don't know. Fuck it. He's like backwash. He gives Kaito the antidote and says, drink this and help me with some. He sets up an impossible murder scene that Monokuma can't figure out, so that no matter who you vote for, Monokuma won't know, thus nobody can be punished, thus breaking the game and getting you guys all free.
Okay, that's actually kind of smart.
Yeah. So what he does...
How does it go wrong?
You figure it out. You're a detective.
Oh.
You ruined the plan. Oh, gotcha. You literally fuck everybody over, once again making everyone hate you. I actually kind of like that
oopsie
setup.
Poopsie.
Yeah, so what happened is Kokichi, because he knew he was going to die, he's poisoned. He sets Kaito on the press, lowers the crane, the press, to right before it cuts out. Like, pauses the video recording, goes down there, all right, buddy, switch with me now, can, like, actually murder me. Sits down in the press, Kaito hits the button, squishes Kokichi and kills him. The thing is, though, is that you find out about the fake date of the video or whatever, and then that proves that the only person... Okay, so someone's in that, like, that you know, hidden behind, like, this door right here, who's still alive and who's hiding. Whoever that is the only one who could be the killer. So even if, like, we don't have video, like, little proof of it, you know, deductively, it has to be them. So eventually you go through the whole thing, the second murder, all that shit, and Kaito, like, exits the thing, revealing that it was him. And which is another heartbreaking moment, because you guys, like, everyone likes Kaito. He's literally Kamina from fucking Gurren Lagann. So much so that he is voiced by Kamina in both dubs, which I thought was kind of clever. But,
This game, besides being even further on the degenerate anime scale, doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah, and I was actually feeling this too. After I got to the first case, like, twist and the horniness from like the fuck key, after like case two and three, and especially after four and the five twist, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, oh okay. I was thinking, okay, I can definitely see why this game might be someone's favorite. It's disconnected from the old hope and despair bullshit. It's like, it has good like writing besides the first twist, really. And this is all pretty concise, and honestly, it's all set up pretty well. All right, I'm feeling this. How could they ruin it? What if I were to tell you? What if I were to tell you it has the best ending in the entire series, and it made me really happy, but for the wrong reason?
Is it because it was the final one and there's never been another one since?
No, it's not that clever. So here's what happens. So it's revealed that there is a mastermind and they are amongst us this entire time plotting against us. And it was...
They're among us.
It was actually hinted at the start, and I figured it out and I felt really clever about it. So the person, the Junko function of this game is actually number six right there. Tsumugi, the ultimate cosplayer, the anime lover. So
I mean, ultimate cosplayer just sounds like you're doing like a Great Value version of the of the ultimate, whatever the fuck, the guy who was, like, disguises everyone.
Ultimate imposter. She can't disguise as regular people. She gets cospox. She can only disguise as fake people.
She has cospox?
Yes, a horrible rash breaks out across her entire body. She tries to dress up and act as another person. They write that in the first case, so you can't just say it was, you know, her dressed up as somebody. They rule that out for the writing, so the cases aren't...
Okay.
That's actually a clever thing to do, so you don't, you know, just always point at her for everything. But, I was feeling that she was going to be something, because she has done basically nothing in that game until then, but the hint was that there's a secret door in the girl's bathroom you find that goes to the secret room where the mastermind is, and she's the only... In the first case, her alibi was she walked away from the lunchroom to hang out in the bathroom for, like, a couple minutes. She went into the secret
room. To just hang out in the bathroom?
Well, she had to go take a big fat fucking shit, Tab, but she's not going to tell you that because that's gross. But,
well, no, this is Danganronpa. I would expect them to, like, fucking cut to a camera with her shitting on it.
What were I to tell you that Miyu... All right, never mind. I'm just going to move on. So...
I have so little respect for this game.
So I caught that, and I thought it was really clever. So what happened is that Rantaro wasn't actually murdered by Kayeti's iron shutput ball, because you might be thinking, dropping it in the vent and having it roll on top of his head is kind of convoluted. And it is. It shows you that it actually just totally fucking missed him. Because that play would never work. I thought that was kind of funny. What happened is Tsumugi went through the secret tunnel in the bathroom, past the secret door, because Rantaro was focused away because he looked at a camera that took a picture of him, went up behind him with a different shotput ball and just beat his fucking head in and killed him, and thus pinned the murder on the shotput ball that Kaede dropped. Thus, Kaede didn't actually kill him. Thus, you wrongfully punished her. Thus, the entire game is a fraud. Thus... we don't have to participate in it anymore. And you tried a 180 fucking Monokuma right there. And I should say 180 Tsumugi. And Tsumugi reveals is that this is all actually a TV show being broadcasted to the entire world because people love
what? Oh wait, no, wasn't that the... No, that was the first game's twist or whatever.
Well, the first game, that was just that you were all murdering each other to cause despair across the entire world. This is literally people signed up for this. This is Super Survivor. This isn't a murder thing. This is Super Survivor. And I'm just like, hey, what? So what happens is that... what happens...
Huh?
No, hold on. It actually gets pretty cool, though. At first, I was kind of scratching my head, like, wait. Because she says is that everything that you know is a lie. Your backstory is everything. They hit you with these things called the flashback lights, which makes you remember things. No, they just put new memories into your brain. They fucking rewrite you. They sissy hypno you. So, like, you're not actually, you know, Shuichi the Ultimate Detective. Your name is, like, Jimmy, and you're playing the role of the Ultimate Detective. You just think you're him because you get hit with the light. All of this is bullshit. Now, I asked the question, so are people actually dying or not? They don't answer that, so I think people were actually just dying. They were actually just killing these kids on TV, but what Tsumugi does is, because she's the ultimate cosplayer, she says all of this takes place in the fictional... we're continuing the fictional universe of Danganronpa. That's right, it's Danganronpa V3, and she transforms into Junko the 53rd, because this is the 53rd Danganronpa. This is way in the future. Where now, everyone in the world has become such a big Danganronpa fan and won't leave us alone. We decided to up the ante every single time. And I started...
that actually makes sense. This is just the guy being like, I'm so fucking mad at you fucking Squeeblord pieces of shit. You want your goddamn Danganronpa?
And this is when I started...
You want your Danganronpa?
Exactly. And that's when I started to love it, because she puts on the big TV screen and it shows all the fans watching, sending in comments, and all the comments are just like, ugh, Sakura is my muscle waifu. Season 23 was better. This ending sucks. Shuichi's so fucking cute. Heart. It's just all like a bunch of annoying fans being stupid, and I started to love the ending, because it's not because it's well written, because I can feel the frustration of Kodaka in every single keystroke. It was
the
cathartic.
Save.
It was cathartic. And so what happens is she transforms from Juko into, like, Leon from the first game, and then into fucking Sayaka, and then into Pekko. She transforms into every single character from the previous two games. They all voiced from the old cast, too, which I thought was kind of cool. And she explains how, like, the game is, how this is all bullshit. You're revealing the whole twist to you. And then Shuichi, like, freaks the fuck out. He's like, no, this is impossible. Then, of course, we won't give you what you want. We'll just fucking vote for, like, this fucking other bullshit instead. Like, if you do that, like, if you vote for despair, then the entire world will be despaired. Is that what you really want? Like, and I don't give a shit if that's what the world wants. I just don't want you to win. And then the camera bugs out. The screen goes dark. And then it lights back up. Ugh. Sorry, I swallowed something. Then it lights back up. Now, you're playing as the robot, Kibo. And then the thing, he goes from the ultimate robot to Shing, the ultimate hope. And now you have to play as Kibo, and you have to prove to Shuichi that you can still believe in hope. Because Kibo is not a normal robot. Kibo, his little flick right there, that... first off, I should mention, that's a signal of the protagonist, by the way. You notice that Kaede, Shuichi, and Kibo all have one.
And, like a little hair flick
thing? Yeah, the little ahoge, whatever it's called in anime. And also, Rantaro there, he's the ultimate survivor. He actually participated in a killing game before, and now he's in another one, so he has two. Because he was the protag of a previous killing game. But
well, if he was such a good survivor, why didn't he win this one, too?
That's literally the joke. They mentioned that joke immediately. But but now you have to play as Kibo.
I'm glad to know that my wit and brevity is on par with Danganronpa V3.
So, Kibo is the audience surrogate, and what happens is that all the fans typing things, whichever one gets like the most like votes, they constantly do polls, is what Kibo will do. So when Kibo had that weird like sex moment with Miyu that you walked in on and walked away from, that was what the audience wanted. The audience wanted to fuck Miyu. Shit like that. Everything that Kibo did is now you realize it's what the audience, this is what all the annoying fans kept messaging Kodaka about. So
that's insane.
So Kibo, now you play as Kibo, had to prove that hope is still better than despair and tell Shuichi though to man the fuck up and stop being a little bitch all the time. Which I thought was a cool moment. Because like you always like whenever you see someone's wrong, you go like, no, that's wrong. Your character cuts in. You shoot a thing as Kibo, he's like, no, that's incorrect, because he's a robot, he talks a little differently. I thought that was so fun. Yeah. And then Shuichi's like, but if this is all bullshit and hope and despair, either way, then he snaps back, like the camera goes dark, snaps back to Shuichi, he's like, then that doesn't make sense about Rantaro's murder then. And he snaps back to the case. And I'm like, ooh, it was all part of his weird plan. And so then Tsubugi keeps, you know, cosplaying, telling you all this bullshit. Then the camera pans again. You know, it goes dark. Now you wake up, you're playing as Maki. And you have to prove as Maki to still believe in not hope, not despair, but to fucking not vote for anything. Instead, if we all just kill ourselves right now, that wouldn't be good TV, would it? You lose. You have to now not vote for anybody, so everybody dies at the same time. Thus, a shitty ending. Thus, making everyone unhappy. Thus, canceling Danganronpa and freeing the creators forever. That is their plan.
It's not a bad plan.
So you then have to play. Then it, you know, snaps. You play as Himiko. You play as all the survivors. And you have to. I like that a lot. They all have like art for it too. It's really fun. So nobody votes. But then they rip the thing off of Kibo and give him no more like free will, only control the fans. So if nobody votes and only the fans do, the fans will continue the thing. And thus, the show will go on. Kibo doesn't vote. And so everybody loses. Because with their words, they convinced everybody that Danganronpa is a shitty series and they shouldn't make any more games of it.
Hell yeah.
And so what happens is like, no, I won't give up. I'll have Danganronpa continuing forever. And so rebellious audience members, annoying fans, take over Kibo, and you have a fucking typing of the dead boss fight against Kibo possessed by fans, and they scream, this ending sucks, I hate this fucking game, I supported you, you owe me, shit like that. And
that's kind of sick. So that's the balls on that to just be like, no, go fuck yourself. Powerful.
You have to tell the fans to their face their taste is bad and that Danganronpa was never good, and you then you have to match the words, we're canceling Danganronpa, and shoot him in the face.
And fuck yeah.
So this is why I love the ending. You have to tell everybody that they're fucking wrong and stupid. So by doing this, everyone, you know, says, alright, you know what, fuck Danganronpa. They, you know, cancel everything. And so Kibo just, you know, now they're possessed, starts destroying everything and blows everything up, kills everybody else, you know, destroys and self-destructs, thus canceling Danganronpa forever. Now, if this was a good series, I 100% expected it was going to do a Truman Show, where it was just like, man, that is rad. What else is on TV? I thought they were going to do that, but they don't. What happens is the credits play, and then underneath the rubble, Shuichi, Maki, and Himiko like rise out of it like, holy shit, we're still alive? Well, now what do we do? Well, I mean, Kibo left that big hole for us, so I guess we can just kind of reintegrate in the real world. I mean, what is the real world anymore? I don't know. But I know for one thing, what? we're never making another game ever again. And then the game actually ends.
That's good.
So
that's good. That is a sick way to end it.
I fucking loved it. I for the wrong reason. It wasn't because it was well written. It was because, dude, I fucking hate this series. I cannot believe they feel the same way I do. Holy shit, that's awesome. I just love the idea. I love the line, I supported this series, you owe me. And then I have to tell him he's wrong. That's so good.
That, I'm gonna fucking bring up Homestuck again, because this motherfucker has made this new game, Psycolonials, that looks like shit. That part of it is about like how fans will look at your brand or what, like if you, it's like social media influencers are the main characters, mm-hmm. and how people are like treating them as if they fucking owe them shit. And this just seems like a much better written version of that. And I never, based on the start of this episode here, I would never have expected at any point in my life I would say, wow, Danganronpa wrote this idea or concept way better than this other thing. But this has been a long road, but here we are, I guess. Yeah. Danganronpa did it. Now, imagine, Alex. Imagine for a moment if the rest of the game was like that, where it just did crazy cool shit like that. Imagine.
I'm never playing Phoenix Wright, Tad. You can't convince me. I will unironically play it later.
Fuck.
Actually, is it? I'll get to it, femboy. Don't you fucking worry about that. Anyway, there is one last thing.
I was hoping you would catch the joke. I wasn't sure if you.
I had to process it. I was loading for a second there. I caught on to it. Anyway, that's Danganronpa.
We have fun here.
That's Danganronpa. There is a post-game thing that they added where it's like a board game where you get to play as any of the characters from any game, and you get to go on this little like D&D adventure.
Mario Party adventure.
It's a Mario Party, and instead of minigames, you do like a little Dragon Quest like turn-based combat, but there's little friendship squares where every single character has an interaction with other characters. So like Gunta, who loves bugs, can meet up with Himiko, or from Hiyoko from the second game, who likes to crush bugs because she's a fucking psychopath who tortures animals and insects. So they'll have like a bad moment.
I feel like they don't get along very well.
They wrote a bunch of these little stories of just characters from the different series crossing together in the post game, specifically because you want your fucking game? Bam! You want your stupid fan service? Bam! You want your fucking ending? Bam! You want every single little fanfic idea? Bam! Shut the fuck up and leave us alone. They literally put that whole board game in there just so like, okay, you want your little, you know, little fanfic where like, you know, character from one and character two meet up and fuck? Bam! There it is. Fuck off. Get out of here. Get out of my office.
Yeah. Get the fuck off my magic mountain.
Yeah. That's the whole series. And I know this is the longest episode we've ever done, but I had to go through the journey that I had. And I had to go through the first game, like, case by case, because the cases in those games, at least to me anyway, I thought they were pretty entertaining. I kind of summed them up for you, so you probably didn't get the full, like, bit. But, like, I feel like they actually had a decent amount of quality where, even through their anime bullshit, they were still decent. Because even Phoenix Wright has some bad fucking cases. But, like, through the whole thing, I liked the story that they were going for. It's when Danganronpa got more grandiose with the whole Junko being literally the Joker and taking over the world and the shit. Once they hit like that, jumped that shark, that's when the entire series went downhill. What they should have done is they should have just kept it all like concise. Like one psychopath just did this whole like saw murder death trap in the school. And like that was it. It was like an enclosed thing, right? It would have been, I mean, kind of dumb for one person to do that. But like, you know, I mean, say Saw is a stupid movie. Like if you lowered the power level from Dragon Ball Super back to Dragon Ball Classic, I think that game, this whole entire series as a whole would have gone through like a lot better, would have benefited a lot better from not having to constantly go back to like Junko destroying the whole world thing. That one bit ruined 2 and the 3 anime, right? All of it was just, to summarize it all, from the very beginning of this episode, I found this series disappointing. I didn't go into it with very high expectations. I just thought this was going to be like Anime Phoenix Wright or like anime kind of Clue, right? That's all I thought. But it wasn't that. It was straight up some teenage, it was like Homestuck level, like teenage bullshit drama that doesn't really know what it wants to be. Like if it wants to be goofy or just straight up dark and graphic. So it just keeps flip-flopping and giving you like tonal fucking whiplash the whole way through. I strongly recommend this series to anybody. I really do. The first game, I can safely say, if it's on sale, check it out. I mean, dude, I just spoiled the whole fucking story for you, but I mean, I would recommend that the first game is actually pretty solid until the ending. I genuinely think that game has a lot of good ideas, and the entire setup of just like, again, like in case two, where I hung out with two people and then that was killed by the person I also hung out with, right? Like, I think the idea behind Danganronpa, the setup, is actually really fucking strong. I just think the actual writing quality struggles to have a... They struggle to do anything that isn't just like a murder case. They struggle super hard to do any actual overarching plot, and it just... The entire series is just so disappointing.
It suffers from not knowing what... And this is going to sound like the most fucking shallow, like, YouTube reviewer, like, phrase, but, like, it doesn't know what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what it ends up being is fucking bad poo-poo stinky trash.
Pretty much.
I would not have been able to make it past the second chapter of the first game. I would have tapped out almost instantly, dude.
Now, I will
Holy shit.
I was actually, to get a little more personal, I was actually worried after playing like this whole series and being like, remember when I said the first game made me so depressed, I had to like sit out in my living room, look out the window, just like think about life, how bad that ending was. Because I got so it pulled me in with like asking me all these questions and then answered them by slapping me in the face, right? And then every game after that kept getting like worse with its story. I had to start thinking about something like is this just bad? Or am I just genuinely, like, suffering from depression that I can't enjoy video games anymore? This game made me question my life about how I enjoy products. I'm going to leave off with a good note. Luckily, I played another new video game that I ended up really, really liking and enjoying, like, pretty much the whole way through. It's called Omori. I'll talk about that in a different thing because we're already at, like, 3-hour mark. But, I don't have depression, basically. I can still enjoy products. So, I can safely say, no, Danganronpa just sucks.
It was funny how closely... your experience with this game made you go like take a huge step back and like, what the fuck? It's not even a meme. I'm not memeing here. That is exactly what happened when I finished Homestuck, where I was like, I spent 10 years reading this thing.
And that's why I wanted this episode.
Did I get anything out of this?
And that's why I wanted you on this episode, even though it was super long, because I knew you would get exactly what I'm going through right now. You would understand everything.
I would relate.
And know what, Ted, just for you, I'm going to watch that 30-minute episode of the Homestuck video after I upload this fucking podcast for you. Just for you, baby.
Oh, you probably shouldn't, because I say a lot of racial slurs in it.
Nah, I don't believe that, because we're not on BitChute yet.
What is with you and BitChute?
I saw a video on BitChute, which was just a hate speech video about Jewish people. So I want to point out, I didn't watch the video. I just saw it in my relateds because I went to BitChute to see what it was. I saw that people were uploading illegal episodes of like Kamen Rider and Power Rangers and then just hate speech. And so
you have like Kamen Rider Agito episode 37, and then you have like Amazon DVD quality rip episode 2.5, and then you just have you have like Adolf Hitler's commencement speech by like A Boy 1488.
So one person said BitChute is where you go to make videos if you've been canceled on every other platform, and I 100% believe it. So that's why I always mention it. If you say anything that's like slightly negative, I'll just say you go to BitChute.
Send him to the shoot mines.
Anyway, hope you like this episode. Very long. Fuck Danganronpa, and I think everyone who likes it is wrong. Much like Final Fantasy Dissidia players, you're wrong. Stop liking it.
Alright, speaking of only liking things that are super good and well written, you can find the podcast here on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. I keep calling it Google Play, it's Google Podcast now. There's Twitter in the description, Discord in the description, Patreon. And wait for that truck to pass. It's just like my cat. Hold on, I lost my train of thought. Let me do this again. You can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify. There's a Twitter in the description, Discord, Patreon, all that. If you're sticking around for the funny story I said at the start, I'm just gonna leave it in there. I don't want to edit that. That's a lot of work. So I'm just gonna not do that. You get to sit through, if you see a 3-hour long video about Danganronpa, me talking about football and my cat in the starting 15 minutes, is not going to deter you.
I appreciate that, Ted.
Thank you for making it to the end.
I appreciate everyone who viewed this episode, and I appreciate Ted for trying to sabotage my own episode.
Get fucked, nerd. What's up, dudes? This is Casual Tad. I'm using cool slang terms to show that I'm hip and that I'm with it. I'm not even sitting in my computer chair. I'm sitting backwards on a folding chair. That's how casual I am right now. Thanks for listening to this episode. I know it's a little bit wonky. I thought it was a fun one. It was just a long-form rant, really similar to the really old Let Me Tell You Abouts. Some people had told me they were interested in seeing that again, so if you like this one, let me know. You know, shoot me a message on Discord or Twitter or the email, something like that. Thanks again for listening, and have a beautiful day.